The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
I didn't have my earpiece, but good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, July 26th, and it's a little after 11 a.m. in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today as I have a conversation with the best comedian in the country.
I like it as zombie.
You know, I'm not going to even give out, you know, because the studio is full. I have about six people inside here with me.
Maybe seven.
But I want to have a conversation with him. Right? And I think it's going to be a very interesting show as I get to know all of his relatives and associates. Well, without any further ado, I would like to introduce Sawyer Boy.
Good morning, man. Good morning, Bahamas. Good morning, everybody. You're doing it.
And let me tell you an interesting story, right? As I was walking in, preparing for the show, I stopped and spoke to Siobhan.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Siobhan, what's Sawyer Boy first name? I mean, is his last name Boy or what's his first name? So he said, it's D'Amico. I said, oh, Miko. That yeah. makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. It makes sense. Yeah, but I wanted to start the conversation with this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember you from yesteryears. And yesteryears meaning that you used to work for a bank.
Yeah, ma.
You had a 9-to-5 job.
Yep.
You wore a jacket and a tie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were starch up. How does a person who work a 9-to-5, obviously smart, you know, book smart, a book person,
mm-hmm.
gets into comedy? That just don't make sense.
Hey, I still ask myself the same thing, but man, it just changed. It just changed.
No, things can't just change.
Yeah, man, I've been to the bank for 9 years.
Yeah.
And I've been to the casino for 7.
I was going to mention the casino because I remember you being mm-hmm. on Coupier and I passed and say, oh, that boy making real change.
Yeah, I was working in the casino. But man, I end up getting in this just because a hobby, just for a hobby, just doing the videos. You know, it wasn't nothing like I thought it was going to be. And then after a while, man, everything, a couple of gigs and things started coming in and I had to turn down some. And then it just come to a point where I had to make a decision of what I wanted to do next. And I just needed a change, man. Sometimes I just need something different. So when I ready to leave, I just push out.
And you also have a real job because I understand the comedy gig. I've seen you perform. I've mm-hmm. I've concluded that you are funny.
You see me perform?
Yeah, I see you perform.
All right.
I got some free tickets. I ain't gonna tell you how I get the free tickets. But I got some free tickets. I know and going all the way out west and you say doing jokes and I said, hey, that boy funny. I know him.
Yeah, man.
He's working the bank and they said, no, you don't work in the bank.
Not no more.
And I know you have a real job. But I want to, before I even get to the real job you have, because a number of person just know you as Sawyer Boy,
right,
but don't know your narrative, your journey of coming from a banker, a person who works in a hotel as a croupier, and to being formally into comedy, and now the real job that I'm going to mention later.
Right.
But I want to get your narrative of you growing up, you know, and because you're a little bright skin.
Yeah,
I want to know which island you come from. Who's your people then? You know, so I want you to start your narrative so I can see this journey.
All right, let's go. Let's put it like this. Born on Hawkins Hill. No, I born on Hawkins. Born and raised on Hawkins. But before me, my mommy is a Long Island woman.
Okay.
She's straight from Dedman's Key, Long Island.
So you Long Island radish.
I Long Island red. The red, all my red come from my mommy.
Okay.
That's it. My daddy, he ain't went on no side for color.
Oh,
my
no.
color, he's a black man, but yeah. The color in the Long Island red just different.
Take over.
Okay. That's quite different. So I have that. That's my parents, but I grew up on Hawkins. Ran the Palmdale Primary, graduated from D.W. Davis. You know, had
light-skinned fellas like you at D.W.?
Just me and one more person. Okay. Just me and one more person. They was only allowed two bright-skinned people in D.W. Davis at a time.
Yeah.
Two. One got to be smart, and the next one just got to be ordinary, probably a little athletic.
And you the ordinary one?
I used the ordinary one.
Okay.
The smartness, it wasn't there at all.
I understand.
So, yeah, that's my journey, and, you know, just growing up with behemoth parents, but like real parents.
Like spin top, spin road, jacks.
Well, I ain't gonna lie. I could do a lot of things, but spinning top is one of the things I can't do. I can't spin top. I can shoot marble. I can play ball, no matter what ball it is. I can play it, basketball, baseball, volleyball, batten ball, hoppers, parking, whatever it is. I can do that, but top, I can't spin top.
Perhaps because you're on a hill in the top kind.
I'll use that. I'll take in anything, but I can't spin top. I just try spin top Independence Day for my daughter when I bought a top out there at the tattoo. I couldn't make it spin. I couldn't even do the yo-yo thing. I was like, boy,
I
look bad as a daddy right now. But that's my upbringing. I guess I used to get beaten a lot, you know, and basically everything what you're seeing right now, most of my videos, the majority of my videos and the things that I say is basically my story. I'm basically my thing. So I don't even write anything like that. So I just is tell my story. Me getting beaten, I turn them into, I find creative ways to tell that story. Going to the shop and getting swing, being robbed to the cash for the cashier register. I find my way to bring that to life. Because, you know, every time you go, I don't know how $60 giving you three stuff when you go to the food store now, but that's what it is. So I got to talk about them things, and that's where I'm at. And just born and raised right there in the Bahamas, in Nassau. Ain't never lived nowhere else. Ain't never gone to school nowhere else. And that's my journey, you know, making it happen in comedy. I grew up on watching this. Eddie Murphy and the Clumps and Jim Carrey and thing was my type of movies. And, you know, I grew up on stand-up comedy. So it just took its place. You know, everything happened in time. Like I say, everything was the bank before that. But you never know which way where your road will lead. So this is where you're at right now. And I just making the best out of it.
Okay. And few people know that some of your characters live in Fox Hill. You know, because I know Keisha personally.
Yeah,
Keisha. And I mean, Keisha's here. So I want to speak to her because I would, because she has a lot of commentary on your relationship, with Tomiko's relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And especially how she's best friends with Kalika.
Yeah, Keisha and Kalika are best friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sawyer Boy, a.k.a. Miko, is Jack Kaligo.
Yes.
And, you know, they always get that one best friend where they get to talk to all the time, who just like them.
And so are you talking too much? Because I want to speak to Keisha.
Oh, you want to speak to Keisha? But Keisha right there.
Well, I know.
Keisha right there, you're making to a gang of noise. You say, just ask your question. All you say, you want to speak to Keisha, and Keisha can come out. That's all you got to say. You ain't got to say nothing else.
So, Keisha, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what you think about Tomiko dating your friend.
Now that's the thing, because I take a legal breakup with them 17 times before, and that was just last year, 2021. But she liked him. I don't know what it is, but she liked with him. Something he used to do, and he don't really tell her about it. I know Kalika's tell me everything, but she don't tell me everything because it just ain't making no sense. Like, it ain't out now because I already had 17 boyfriends in the space of January, February, and March. And she break up with him 17 times too. And I was like, why you break up with him 17 times? Because he be about breaking with her. Because she keep on, like, y'all crazy, and they just meant to be together. Because, you know, some people crazy. Kalika's my friend, but Kalika crazy. So, and Miko crazy. Y'all don't know Miko's island. That Miko crazy, though. Then Kalika. You know what I'm saying? I could go on all day. And we could talk about Miss Duncan, too. Why is I on here? Miss Duncan, she's my manager at the place I always do the fast food.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to tell her, because she's shaped like a hamburger standing on fries, and she get on the CMI eyelashes she got on from before COVID come around here. And I tell her, Miss Duncan, you need to change these eyelashes and all that. But anyway, what do you say to me?
I don't forget. But Keisha, right? I always thought that perhaps you had a crush on Miko. And this is why you always try to interfere in their relationship.
I don't like red.
Oh.
I don't like red. I don't know why. I don't even know why I can legally like red, because red usually don't like red. I don't know if you know that, but red usually don't like red unless someone's money and the next one's money. That's the only time you really usually see red and red together. But other than that, you don't usually see no Long Island red with no regular red unless they still live in Long Island. But once they move Nassau, you know, red and black go together.
Okay, but let me, Keisha, thanks for talking to me. Speak back to Soy Boy. So a character like Keisha,
right?
How did that come about?
I go off experiences. Like I've been around, I've worked around a lot of women from the casino. When I started working in the casino, it was two men and 37 women. I was 18 years old, so I was. And I'm very observant, so all these things I pick up from them. Everyone have a different, you know, different character about them, a different way they carry themselves. So once I see something, I automatically like it's a sponge, but I just take it in.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I take it in, and when it's the time to bring it out, I bring it out. And I know a lot of my friends and things too. Like they care, I just watch them and
I see you getting character, and the character is believable. These are true behemoths that you depict, right? Tell you. Even though we clearly see that Sawyer, right? You get lost inside the emotions. You get lost in the characters. You know, that's a real person speaking.
Yeah, it is.
You know, but let me speak to Fat Joe. No, what is it? Fat Chris. Let me speak to Fat Chris.
You right? All right, yo. I just was waiting for you to come on. I thought you was gonna have some breakfast or something. Yeah. I don't know why you're calling people to come here on the morning show and you don't even get no breakfast, you don't even get no water.
I brought potato chips for you. The show.
Oh, okay.
You know, I didn't want you to get the grease all over the mic.
I don't care. I won't put grease all over the mic. But I like to eat before I talk.
I like to eat before
I brush my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I like to eat before I wake up in the morning.
The point is, you like to eat.
Before I wake up in the morning, I just eat.
Yeah. I know in your dreams and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I used to. And yes, so thanks for having me, y'all.
No, it's good. And there's so many characters that Sawyer Boy is able to bring to life.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and I see you, Fat Chris, intimately involved in coming in and popping up in and out of the house, like you's one of the family members.
Nah, yeah, I'm a family member because they house right next to my house. So if I could hear everything they saying inside the house, we might as well be related. Every time the Miss Sawyer growling the little boy, mm-hmm. I just hear it goes her room next to my room. So I just be like, you might as well just let me come inside the room and sleep because I don't have no bed.
Yeah, well, I understand that.
She said no.
I'm assuming this maybe don't want to know our home type house. It was close.
I know where it is, but my mommy don't be there. It's just me.
Just you and I.
Most of the time.
That's why you always need food.
I always hungry. And my mommy, even when she there, she can't cook. You know the people who just cook drumsticks and white rice and corn. But they been married for 17 years, but they still cooking white rice and chicken for their husband.
That has no mean woman.
Well, see, I know. They play porky, I think. They play porky too.
Yeah. But I have a caller there. So I'll put you the caller there to see. Let me bring out Sawyer Boy first.
Yeah, I bought. Sensible. I bought.
Go ahead, caller. There's a back feed in your background, caller.
Good morning. Anderson Erie.
Hi, how are you doing?
Enjoying the show as usual. One of my favorite comedians, Sawyer Boy.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Calling to see if Fat Boy ever did get that food from that woman kitchen. He said under the window.
No, I ain't ever get it. I still waiting on them to give me the food. But they say, come back. They keep on telling me, come back. And every time I come back, they tell me, come back. I ask them how much time they want me to come back. But they ain't give me no food. I still waiting on it.
I mean, because, you know, you name Fat Boy, but you look at your starving, so Grammy need to feed you.
Yeah, I tell people, I name Fat Chris, but it ain't cause I just fat. It's the fat, P-H-A-T, because, you know, I pretty hot and tempting, too.
Thank you, Mr. Newry. How you doing that?
I'm enjoying myself. I'm trying to contain myself as I have an interview with all these people packed inside the studio.
All us inside, yeah.
You know, and Fat Chris taking up a lot of space.
All us inside, yeah. Grammy Sawyer inside, yeah, too.
I can speak to Grammy Sawyer next. But thank you very much, caller. No, I have a text here. It says, great show as usual. I actually guess, as an extremely funny comedian, if he ever had an argument with his wife and he decided to say something funny and it worsened the argument. Because as a 5% comedian, it happened to me last night with my girl running on. And I thought, what should I say? I should say something funny right now.
Wait, I don't even know how to answer that, but I've been single so long, but I ain't got no one to answer to whoever I talk about with a young man say nothing, but I mean, ain't going or nothing.
But I know in my relationship with my wife, I tried, because she was mad at me, because I was doing something wrong. You know, she always wanted to help me take out the garbage.
Right, right.
So he said, that's why I have to remind you, I's free now. I've been free from 1838. You can't be telling me what to do.
No.
And that don't work well.
No, I'm sure it doesn't. That's why I leave that alone. I've heard about it. Y'all can't even pick curtains, man.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Y'all curtains inside your front
room. Margie and easy.
You don't even think y'all live inside, you walk inside.
But Sawyer, but let me speak to Mrs. Sawyer.
Miss Sawyer.
Yeah, Miss Sawyer.
All right.
And Miss Sawyer is Tamiko's mommy?
No, Miss Sawyer ain't Tamiko. Miss Sawyer is little boy mommy. I's little boy mommy. I's the one.
And little boy is Sawyer is Tamiko's nephew.
Listen, let me tell you. Mm-hmm. Little boy, Miko and Sawyer boy is my cousin. Mm-hmm. So my son is basically Sawyer boy, little cousin, but we live together. So he's, that's like he uncle. You know, that's like he uncle.
Like he big uncle.
But we close, you know, we cousins, but we close. We like sisters.
Like,
and plus, I ain't get nowhere to live, so I just stay there. Even though he always trying to run me out there, but we cool.
Okay, and what do you think, Miss Sawyer, about Tamiko's relationship with his girlfriend?
Well, I can't stand. I've been trying to break them up. As you know, me and Kaliga don't get along. I don't like her. I don't like her, and Miko know that because me and Kaliga used to be in the same class, and she know I can't stand her because we used to check the same boy before. And we had bad names from then, and I ain't get over it. Even though it was grade 8 Kaliga, I still ain't getting over it. I don't care. You need to move out the house.
It's like a situation, like hot in August.
And the fat boy, fat Chris, always coming by the house asking me for food. Ask me for food. I give him the food, and he tell me my food tastes bad. I just be like, come for Anya. I always gotta run in front. Come for Anya. And he's be like, sorry, I'm saying nothing. But he always saying something. I don't be in there. I'm saying nothing. But anyway, I don't do it. And I don't talk to Kaliga. I don't talk to Father Chris. That's why I stay in the room with the little boy. And that's it. In the room in the kitchen. That's it.
Okay, let me speak back to Sawyer boy.
Yeah, but glad you get a back.
Right? And Sawyer, it's like about 12 people living in this house.
It's plenty of people living in this house.
Right?
Now, it's a functional, dysfunctional family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I try to keep it what I know. You know, what I know, what I come up around. And these are things
that I
see.
Things like this don't happen on Hawkins Hill.
Well, I don't always be on Hawkins Hill.
Mm.
But you never know what happened inside this house, no matter where the house is.
Mm-hmm.
No matter where the house is, you don't know what happened inside there. So there's a lot of things that happen in the house and around that I want to touch bases on. And that's why I come up with so much different topics. Talk about the light bill cutting off. Talking about running out of gas. Talking about things that people can relate to, even though it might not be as funny. It's something that's relatable that'll make you think or make you look at a situation much different. And that's what I be trying to do. So
I think you have two children, a boy and a girl.
In real life? No, I got three.
Okay, three. And I'm recently seeing that you now including them into your stories. And they are funny children by themselves,
yeah,
right? They have the art or the knack by themselves. How important is it to you to include your children into your act and your skits?
But that's number one. That's key number one to me, because I want it to be when whatever I learn, they learn it as well.
So it's like a skill, a trade.
It's something they've been with me doing this from day one. From day one, my two was there, and that been my team, because for my start doing this in 2013, I have the same team even now. Just how I started shooting in 2013, my son holding the camera, or I just finding some place to put the camera, like how I have this right now, that's how it is today. Like, I shoot all my stuff, I write all my stuff, I produce all my stuff, I direct all my stuff, and everything. So, and my kids usually, my son is the videographer. When he free,
okay,
and my daughter, like she,
so it's a family production.
Sawyer Boy Studios, Sawyer Boy Entertainment.
And I see 2013, you blew up.
Well, right? I just started into that in 2013. Yes. Yeah,
and I see you have a Facebook page, Sawyer Boy TV.
Right,
right. And I want to know, like, how do people get in contact with you? Like, how do you form stories? Because you do commercials now.
I do commercials. I do everything marketed. Now, Sawyer Boy TV, you can find me everywhere. Once you type in Sawyer Boy TV, now that I hear, I must say that in the last few months, about a year, things have been a little difficult business-wise. So it's a lot of me not getting back to people from answering the phone, answering the emails. And it's because, but you know, sometimes you just don't be in that space. And, you know, I like I say, doing everything, so I can't afford to do everything. So some of the things I am lacking or behind on, and answering emails and stuff like that is one of them. And at the same time, it's because, you know, it's only so much I can take on. And just for my own mental, I know when to take my break or not do so much, because I know what it is to
stop so much going on. I see you involve at times several other bohemian comedians. Mm-hmm. Like it's a grouping, a group of you all who work and participate in different avenues,
yeah, right?
And different eras. Let me ask this question. If there had been a life documentary on Sawyer Boy, mm-hmm. you know, Tamika Sawyer, who would you choose out of your friends, the group of comedians, to
portray me?
Yes, in this documentary on Sawyer Boy.
The act is me?
The act is you.
Ain't none of them cute like me, first of all, boy, I had to tell them up front, yeah, but y'all got to get somebody else to act as me, because ain't none of y'all got to act as me. You got someone, y'all could be the voice, but I can need someone just a little bit more handsomer than the other comedians out here, because quite frankly, I don't care what they say, I's the most handsomest out of them all. I ain't joking. I never sign up next to none of them. But if I do, I probably still are. And I ain't scared to say it. But if I need someone to portray it, but I know. I never think but that one.
So that's an assignment. But let me bring on Kalika. Kalika is the star, right? She is in love with Tamika Sawyer. But they don't get along. But she realized that Tamika slick, you know? So Tamika trapsy. So this is why I believe she's watch him, you know, catch him. Because I remember the other day, Tamika had to go to Eleuthera
mm-hmm.
to visit his dad, Grammy.
Mm-hmm.
And Kalika realized, but you from Long Island. you're going nowhere.
It's because Miko is all cheating dog. And that's why I don't trust him. He been doing this thing all. And he's like, oh, I got to go Eleuthera. And I was like, hold on, Miko. You know your mommy from your grandma from Long Island. And he was like, he tried to play it off. And that's why I don't trust him. Because all men is do the same thing. Cheat. All men is cheat. My daddy is cheat. My brother used to cheat. My uncle used to cheat. My teacher used to cheat. And he was a man. And he was anyway, I'm getting and all that, because that's plenty.
But Kalika, why do you stay with Tamika then?
Because he's my person. And I love him.
Boy, love strange.
You know, I love him. Even though he's make me mad all the time. Mm-hmm. I said love him because he like you can used to do little things and the things, but he don't show up. And I'd be like, all right, you're all right.
You're right.
But he says make me mad all the time. And plus, we've been together a long time.
Yeah.
And once you use my person, use my person for life.
For life.
For life. That's all there.
He can't leave.
He can't be gang. We gang. Sleep talking, dude. Because I know where he coming, and he coming home. But he better bed before he comes inside his bed, because he don't like bed when he come home.
I understand. It's a Long Island
thing. One day I'm Long Island man. All they do, yeah. They will be waking all day, and then come on and laying up in the bed and talking about, oh, I laying up in the bed next to you. You don't laying up in the bed next to me. You better go bed. And use soap this time.
Yeah, save soap this time. This is Guardian Radio. We're talking with Sawyer Boy and a number of his characters who are in the studio with me.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a brief break and we come back on the other side to continue this conversation. You can call me at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and join this conversation as we speak to Tamika Sawyer and all of the characters that are in his head and how they mesh and how they get along with each other. We'll be right back after this short break.
Basketball teams up today for the Michael School of Reed. Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic. August 1st through the 7th at the Hope Center. Get ready for the Pastors versus Politicians, along with the Phil Lightburn Slam Dunk Contest. Then Energy 3-Point Shootout, along with all championship games. Live in living color at the Kendall G. Eliza Gymnasium. Sunday, August 7th, beginning at 5 p.m. That's the Michael Scooter Reed Peace on the Street Basketball Classic. For more information, contact 601-484-2.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio. This is C.A. Neary, and I'm having a conversation with Sorry Boy and Sorry Boy's characters, those that live inside his head. Yeah, few people realize that I think Sorry Boy is schizophrenic, right? Because these people are real people who have emotions, who have sensibilities about them, mm-hmm. and they come in and out of him at whim, sometimes without him even knowing that there is another person is speaking out of his voice. Yeah. But I was mentioning earlier that Sawyer Boy has a real job. He's a disc jockey, right? And you go ahead and tell me where you work and what do you do since it's all under the umbrella, same umbrella.
Yeah, well, I work at Star 106.5 from 10 to 1, Monday to Friday. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd be on the radio playing music, talking about what's happening, cracking some joke, going live and just doing the thing, man. Just doing the thing and trying to bring the Sawyer Boy brand to radio. We're not trying to. I've been doing this for like 5 years now. 5 years, yeah, baby, yeah, from like 2017.
And even on radio, your personalities come out and they speak and they're alive as you interview and as you play music.
Yeah, man.
So I found that interesting.
I promise to be myself everywhere I go.
Yeah.
So,
but yourself has like 20 people.
Yeah, that's me being myself.
Now I'm going to call you Legion because there are many.
On them job, it was a problem for me. Yeah. Like when you see me on the in that bank job, that was just me being one person.
You never broke out in character whilst you were at the bank?
Yeah, man. I mean,
as you serving people?
Well, in different ways. Mm-hmm. Well, it depends. Way I get in problem plenty time for cutting up. I used to do plenty cutting up. Mm-hmm. I used to think I used to do that more than making anybody laugh because I like the smiling thing. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I come from the casino, mm-hmm. so the way I count my money is completely different from the way bankers count their money. I count my money pretty. You know, we had to lay it out like a fan. You know, you open the fan, the Chinese fan, mm-hmm. and they lay right out like that. So every 1,000, you lay it out. And when you finish, you fold it back and you just count the next one. Mm-hmm. And every as time as you finish, everything just line up. And then the manager is like, oh, you can't be doing that. Yeah, like that. I say, why? Mm-hmm. That's the way you're supposed to count. And anyway, so that was like that. So yeah, I bring me as much as possible on the jobs. But there's only so much you could do when you want the man job.
But these characters are toxic. They take a lot out of you, right? How do you detox? How do you say, man, I'm not any of the characters. I'm just going to be Sawyer Boy. I'm going to relax with my children them and just be myself. How does that happen?
That is, well, that's been one of the hardest things for me to do, trying to figure that part out. But I know like this phone and this technology is a vacuum. So what I have to do sometimes is just cut it off. Like just cut it off or just really hurry up, knock out my work so I could take the time out to put in with my family and things. But sometimes it's hard. I enjoy involving my kids in my work. So even though I busy working, I still spending that time with them. So that was the plus of having my kids involved with the work. And plus, I tell them from they born. Like, I mean, well, my youngest one, she knew. She born in 2016. I was Sawyer Boy when she born.
Yes.
So she knew. Like, from she born, I said, hey, you ready for this? Because, wait, this could be quite interesting. And she already is this character, and she ain't scared of the camera.
But how, in like a real life, you walk in? Because I remember the first time I met you with my child, right? My child is a Sawyer Boy fan, right? And you were walking downtown doing your business, and you were with your family.
Right.
And the child shout out, that's Sawyer Boy. And I said, who? Say, that's so important. I say, hold on. I can have him stop. And I stop you with your family.
Yeah.
Right? I say, excuse me, Mr. Boy. Mr. Boy.
Mr. Boy.
my child want to take a picture with you.
Yeah, man.
You know? How does that impact your family life? But you know? That everywhere you go, people know you. You have to stay in character, stay and always know that you're a soy boy.
Right.
And sometimes they even go further. They want you to say a character in real life whilst you're with your family. How does that
work? It works out, I ain't gonna lie, it's worked out good for me because, like I say, from what I given the people, I basically just given them the real me. So when they do see me, this is what they get. Mm-hmm. You know, this me all the time unless I really stress out over something or I dealing with someone. Ain't no one could be themselves once you get some things going on. But even like that, when I get things going on, I can't have nothing going on when I meet people who come to me to take a picture or
who makes you who you are.
Yeah, and that's every single day, no matter where I go for the last 6-7 years. Every single day I go and I taking a picture with someone. Or someone shouting out my name, someone stopping to me and talking to me and telling me thank you for what I doing. Like, I get a lot of that. Like, people, like, I have emails and messages from people that I can't never share. You know, it's just some stuff where people just really letting their heart out, telling me thank you for this and they being in this situation. I helped them in that situation. Or how can I help them in certain things, and I do whatever I can to make it happen. But these things I'll never bring out there to the public because that ain't for that. But I love it. I love helping people. That's my thing. Like, that's my purpose. And I feel like that's what it's always been, just helping people and putting a smile on someone's face, especially making them laugh. So no matter however I get to do that, I doing that.
Has anyone ever stopped you and say, hey, I have a skit plan. I have a joke I want you to perform. And do the whole this theme out. This is how I see it. And I think this is what you need to perform on.
Yes, but I saw some people, they write out the whole script.
And they write the whole thing
out? The whole script was written, 10 pages. And I was like, I don't do no 10 pages, man. And plus, it's already written, you know what I mean? But I get some of them. Mm-hmm. And I get plenty ideas from people, too. And that's why I guess I have so much videos. Like, I love when people come to me with ideas because only so much I could think of. You know, so if they give me something, that means someone's to hell, one to six. So I'll have you jump on that, find my way to bring it to life and make it something even bigger than what they tell me. So I just love it, but I just use everything. I find the positive in everything, you know what I mean? And just make the best out of every situation that come my way. Even if something go bad, by making a video about that too, because somebody been through it and they be able to relate to it. And plus I find some other way to, you know, to try bring some good out of it. You know what I mean?
Okay, and I want to speak to another character now. I spoke to Keisha, who is Kalika's best friend.
Right.
I know Kalika is Miko's girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
I spoke to Fat Chris, which, you know, Fat Chris is always hungry, right? I speak to Miss Sawyer. Mm-hmm. But I have yet to speak to Grammy Sawyer to know how she feels about this whole living situation with 12 people living in the house. Right, I how she feel about her grandson dating this overbearing woman, and how she keeps him in check. So let me speak to Grammy Sawyer for a minute, and I want to speak to the little boy.
Well, Bucket has the back. I write you. Were you thought I was? Were you thought I was? This me right here, Grammy Sawyer,
and
all the way from Dead Mesquite, Long Island.
I'm just gonna say, look at that Long Island boy.
Buck, where you for?
Yeah.
Where your people is?
Now,
East Newry?
Auckland. But I,
Auckland's people?
I want to know if you from up south or down north.
Listen. Hey, I just laugh every time I go to Long Island and they say, we are either up here up south or we are here down north.
That's why I don't know.
Hey, listen.
Grammy Sawyer, where she is? Is she from up south?
Well, I from up south.
You from up south?
I from up south.
So you near the light skinned people?
Yeah, I from where the light where the light skinned people is. I think that's up south.
That's up south.
And you ride down, you know how that go?
Yeah, they get a little darker.
They get a little darker. The sun is brighter down there.
The sun hot.
The sun hotter down there.
The sun.
I don't know what happening down there, but the sun looks like it must be right there by the roof.
But back to Sawyer Boy, right?
Yeah.
How do Long Islanders welcome you when you go to your ancestral home? When you see your Grammy people them, you know? When you see your mummy people them?
Well, red people in general, when they see me, is a form of AIDS.
The hero. Hey, the hero. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, yeah, he's with us.
No, but Long Island people, I mean, I don't I ain't travel to Long Island as much. I just was talking to my sisters them last night. I tell them we need to go Long Island, Dread. So Long Island is somewhere I was on. I've been in a long time. And plus,
Have you never performed in Long Island?
I did a couple of years ago, but it was something on a park. They were having something, mm-hmm. and I hosted it and did some stuff. So, mm-hmm. yeah, like I said, that was back when I just was getting into the hosting thing because I still don't know how I talk in front of all these people because they're seeing my thing at all.
It can be overwhelming. Just talking on radios can be scary.
I've never been this person. Mm-hmm. I tell you, people who know me, they still see me now and still try to figure out, wait, how you get like this? Because mm-hmm. they're seeing you. And I talk with people. I ain't talking just people from high school. I talk with people from, like, Commonwealth Bank. Mm-hmm. Like, watching my videos. They used to come to work and be like, boy, this can't be you because you don't even talk. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah, I hear you say you haven't traveled as much as you liked in Long Island.
Yeah,
but you appreciate the culture of Long Island, the people who live up south.
Fuck, that's where I'm from. That's my people. That's who I is.
Right, and I assume they embrace you, saying, "Boy, this is success for the island." Because even your character, Grammy Sawyer, right? Mm-hmm. She represents Long Island is how they speak, how they think, the intonations. I mean, you have a good Long Island accent.
Yeah, but that's all I say. I get my Auntie Barbara, Bunny Barbara, like, sure. And brother, who you all for? Who your people is? What you all doing down here? When you all getting back home? Sure. What you all cooking inside here? Who bring up the pot? So what rice? Why the rice burn up like that? Who can't cook rice inside the house? Guys, I hear that a lot growing up. So
Do you like sheep?
Sheep? I love sheep, but I love food. Don't let the fat grass thing in. Just fat grass. That's me. My love of food has come out in the whole fat grass thing.
What is your favorite Long Island dish? Because I know Long Island, for the Long Island Association, they cook specific food. And since you claim Long Island as yours, that's your ancestral home, it got to be a favorite Long Island dish.
But yeah, I know, but I'll eat curry goat for 2 days straight. 2 days straight, but Wednesday and Thursday, but I'll just be eating curry goat. Now I talk about stopping. Mm-hmm. I talk about the whole curry goat. Benji, whatever the goat name, where you had me. Somebody curry that in sheep tongue, that sauce. I mean, sauce that sheep tongue. Or sheep, whatever, I don't know. I don't know if the sheep tongue is be tasting me or I be tasting the sheep tongue sometimes. That'd be a little weird to me, but still, yeah, eat them.
Now, I got actually an off-the-wall question. Because I know one or two Long Islanders, mm-hmm. right? And they have a thing about cousins.
Yeah.
And I know, since you didn't grow up in Long Island.
No, I ain't grew up in.
So these could be like distant cousins. I mean, I know.
All depends on what you call distant.
I say two-second cousin. I mean, second cousin, okay, right? I mean, I know, like, if you like how us Auckland Islanders is, after second cousin, you're related.
That's okay. Let me don't say that. I can't say that.
Listening right
now. Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
No.
I know, but I have a plenty of things.
No Cartwright.
But if I never, no, I don't, I never.
No borrowers.
I tell you, I don't even talk to nobody red, and just in case you be my family, but mm-hmm. just in case you be my family, I ain't bothering. Just in case, I can't go through that again. You talk with you as my family.
I like how you say again.
Listen.
You think I realize that.
Listen, we all had at our time, it's like, oh, holy fuck, okay. Probably just me.
And I want to get a serious part of the conversation before we go.
All right.
Right? COVID was a scary time for you.
Yeah.
I remember my wife calling and said, we got to pray for Sawyer Boy. And I said, pray for what? Say, Sawyer Boy in the hospital. And she don't think he can make it. I said, man, no, man. Then, you know, you see the one or two pictures circulating. And you say, boy, saw your boy frail. You know, then you had a call because people knew who you were. Yeah. You were part of Bohemiana, how we think of ourselves, how we see ourselves.
Yeah.
You were part of, extended part of our family. And COVID came because we weren't taking COVID seriously. You know, we said, man, that's the flu.
Right.
I ain't taking no booster shot. I ain't taking no COVID shot until we hear's PSA or see pictures and hear your story of people who you were in the hospital with.
Yeah.
One or two of them not making it. You know? And I want to talk briefly about that. Okay. You know, how that make you feel? How that changed your life? How that impacted your comedy?
Well, yeah, the COVID thing was that was the most serious thing I ever dealt with. To that point, because I ain't no hospital man. I never been in the hospital, lay up in the hospital for nothing. I don't, you know, that ain't me. But yeah, the COVID thing, it was a lot. It was a lot. It changed my whole life. And that's why it took so long afterwards just to get back to this point where I feel comfortable with myself. Because even after COVID, it was like, okay, when I got healthier to be able to do stuff and thing again or get back into the feel of being me, it was like a constant conversation with myself trying to figure out who I am now. You know what I mean? The person who I was before COVID isn't the same person that I was after COVID. It's not really COVID alone, because I was going through my journey, whatever journey it was that I was going through would hit me when I turned 40. When I turned 40, it was like just a whole total change of thought. Mm-hmm. Like, where am I now? What am I going to do next? Especially when I'm not where I want to be in plenty ways. And now hitting 40, you know, it feels like you halfway through now. Would you get the show fit, or what are you going to do next? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I know people like to say certain age is old, or you old now, you need to sell land and do this or do that. And when I think about it, I say, but if I 40 now, if I live to be 80, but I get 40 more years to be here doing whatever it is that I need to do. So that's still plenty of time. So I look at it like that. And I was going through this journey where it was trying to just get rid of all the stress and the depression and the anxiety that I've been dealing with for years and years, and just trying to fit in. And not even just fit in, you know, I don't want to use that word, but just trying to find my niche and because I know, you know, when you just know it's something but you that you have to offer, but you don't feel like you're doing it, and years going by, and you feel like you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing. But as soon as I got into the comedy, and that started to hit me in a whole different way, especially the fact that I could be me and the fact that I could actually help people at the same time, it just means so much to me. So finally getting to put that together and getting rid of all the things that was depressing me and turning me into a person that I didn't even know I was turning into, especially home with my kids. You know, the rage would come out, whereas not that type of rage, but, you know, just always arguing and finding arguments for this and, oh, why you didn't clean up this? Who laid this on the floor? And just some simple things I found myself doing that I wasn't appreciated, and I knew that I needed to find
change, a reset,
fix it now, because my kids, I have two adults now. So it was like, but I need to really step up and do even more so I could catch them in this last like teenage phase, so I could, you know, give them what I need to give them to carry on throughout their life. So it was just me getting myself to that level so I could do these things. And I realized that to do that, I really had to do it myself. And
something you mentioned also, you hinted towards mental health and depression.
Oh, yeah.
And a number of men do acknowledge that we go through stuff. We bottle things up. And you openly mentioned that you was going through some time depression and you had to learn to deal with it. And I see that that's a new theme now in terms of the government has adopted programs to deal with mental health in general, and then specifically for men in the Bahamas, because we don't acknowledge the stress that we go through because we bottle it up. And I appreciate you bringing that up,
right,
to let the audience know that even the great funny and smiley and bubbly personality like yourself had to go through such, had to overcome and keep on battling that to stay afloat.
I'd be depressed the whole time I was being funny.
Can you imagine?
The whole time I was being funny, I was depressed.
Yeah. And that's something that we need to have more conversations on. And I'm hoping that perhaps even they could embrace you, and so you can tell that story on that honor. And in your own comedic style too, but definitely to let people know that it's possible.
Right.
But I want to know what's next.
What's next
for you? I know there's Sawyer Boy TV. I know you have gig. You have the gig for the radio.
Right.
I know you do production with all the families involved in. But what is the next big thing for Sawyer Boy?
All right. Well, the next big thing is my actual Sawyer Boy stand-up comedy family island tour, where I take comedy to all the islands. And I'm talking about just strict bohemian comedy, and I carry one or two of my people with me.
Yeah.
And it's just me, because I could be on the stage for an hour. I could do a whole hour.
I'm funny, you know. I'm not if you do.
Yeah, man, you can come do one.
I can tell one or two jokes.
Yeah, man. You want 5-7 minutes?
5-7, that's a lot of time.
That's a lot.
Three minutes.
I give you 3 minutes.
I could be myself. Yeah. I could be myself for 3 minutes, and I show people laugh.
And that's what I want. I want people to be themselves. And that's what I do, especially when I talk to my boys, who've been getting in the comedy. And, you know, we have that conversation where it's all about being ourselves, but you got to come to a point where you realize that you need to stop being like everybody else and just do you. Be you. Be the best you could be. And however that work out, once you feel good after that, you feel like you did what you, and you gave what you gave, it all makes sense. And then it can have a better flow. Because you don't have to try so hard when you being yourself, or you just telling your story. So that's why I choose to just tell my stories, and instead of trying to just write so much different things. And the same thing with my video or something. Like, I don't even write like that. So I working on the comedy tour is definitely next. I'm like trying to start before the year, after I have my fourth annual Sawyer Boy variety comedy show.
Okay.
And they only start because of COVID. So I did three. So this one to make four.
So you mentioned the tour, but I know that you have some kind of production editing type thing, that project that you're doing now.
I have a TV show.
Okay, let's talk about it.
I have a TV show that's on, is in its seventh season.
Seventh season, okay.
On Channel 12, RTV. And it's called The New Sawyer Boy Show. And it's a sketch comedy. Well, it was a sketch comedy show. I've been doing some different things with it lately, where I turned it into a sitcom, where I did one continuous show with just all of my characters living inside the house together, dealing with whatever situations they're dealing with. And this based around Sawyer Boy. So it's basically on the life of Sawyer Boy and Kaliko, living inside this house with Grammy Sawyer, Miss Sawyer, little boy, Fat Chris, sister, neighbor, Uncle Al has come true. They get the two haters on the corner who are always hating on everybody. And so much different characters that just pop up.
And I was remiss to, I know you hinted that this basically happens any place in the Bahamas.
Right.
But clearly there's got to be a community. You say, well, this is Grandstown. Mm-hmm. This is Beantown. But this family of everyone living together, it seems like it's a typical family in New Providence, any place.
Yeah, I mean, even your own family, and like I say, where you grow up, like most of your friends, they grow up in these type of environments as well. So even if you ain't living inside this environment, if you just living inside the house with your mommy and daddy, like me, I was living inside the house with my mommy and my daddy, my brother and my sisters. That was us,
mm-hmm.
You know. But I had classmates. I had people inside of me. I had my boys, and who living right across the road,
mm-hmm.
who get their mommy, their auntie, their sister, children.
A real extended family.
Like, it's everyone inside the way. They get the Grammy, the great Grammy, the mummy, and the daughter. They get four different generations inside one house. And these are houses I used to be in, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? All of us grew up together. So it was everything was always so friendly. But at the same time, I can't help seeing what I see and picking it up and just making the best out of it. So this is what I do and show people that. And I ain't come from no family where... And see, plenty of people watch the videos and they probably can relate, but there's plenty of people who can relate.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to deal with the people who can relate what I've given them.
Who see you.
And who see me, or what I see. You know what I mean? My thing ain't for everybody. My comedy for people who going through the same things that I going through. My comedy for single dads. You know, my comedy for single dads, my comedy for dads, my comedy for mothers, because I grow up, my kids grow up with me, mm-hmm. even though... Me and they mommy wasn't together. My kids grew up with me every day. I see them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every day they by me. Every day. And we switching it up. And that's how it was. It was just how people talk, but they grew up with their mommy. I'll say my kids probably grew up with two mothers.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the fact that even when they with me, I's daddy and I's mommy. I catch myself, I picking up stuff where they leave on the floor. I put in the blanket on them while they, if they fall asleep inside the chair. I guess myself, looking at my son sleeping in the chair, because I ain't never seen him sleep in the chair. He don't come out the room. Mm-hmm. He don't come out the room. And I see him laying in the chair. This boy bigger than the chair. Like, he logging in the chair. And that's my first time seeing it like that. You know, when you, and I know I'm a father, and I put that parenting first, you know, that first, but I ain't nothing come between me and my kids. Like, nothing coming between me and my kids. I think that's why I still single too. Because if I get to choose between, and then like they, a woman telling me to choose between her and my kids, it's just me. It makes sense. It go with sense, but like it's certain things I can't take on. I know if I know I can't take on a relationship and do my parenting. If I can't do it at the same time, I know I can't do it at the same time. I just don't do it. And I'll tell people like, but I can't get in a relationship because I'm dealing with certain things. So my kids come first. And
yeah. We have a last 3 minutes, and okay. I want to introduce Tomiko, the character Tomiko.
Yeah.
But I want to also acknowledge that you have 80,000 followers on that follows you on Facebook.
80,000?
80,000. I click and say, my gosh. You know, I already have 5,000 on my page, but you have that prickly type of page.
I want to ask them for a dollar, but
everything you do. I want to ask everyone to send you a dollar to your account. And I see your theme is I talk sense in a crazy way. And yeah. I see it. I see that you do talk sense.
Yeah.
Just be crazy. Right?
Yeah.
But I want to speak to Tomiko before we go.
All right.
I want to ask Tomiko why he is deal with dating the same woman who always seems to be just bickering all the time.
Like you say, when you find something that works, it works. You know what I mean? Because I ain't the best. Because honestly, I like the little rowing and thing every now and again. I like when you freak out and knock a little crazy and thing, and I gotta get a little loud. Hey, who think you talking to? And I talking to you, and you ain't talking to me. And then I like the back and forth. I like the back and forth, and it helps. I've been in so much relationships that my character is basically my exes. Mm-hmm. Like Kalika is my ex. Like my ex away break. Who we split up? Like who we broke up in 2014. That's when I really started getting into the videos, and that's Kalika.
That's Kalika.
And she right know that. Oh, she's 78%. Kalika 78% my one ex.
Yeah, well, that
just
ex,
one. The crazy part, the crazy side, and the switching, and just, oh, she cool one side, and then she angry the next side, but then she cool again. So all of these things.
You
didn't
get a phone call. Read when we hang up, right?
You know what I don't get. I don't answer it. She know I ain't answering that call. She don't call me, but you call me, mess. Don't call me, but
no.
Being long, but I talk, but she know that, and she know it. Mm-hmm. But we have a good relationship. Like she already know. Like she's crazy to the point where when she see me acting a certain way, she's enjoy it because she know I mean enough.
Then she know that you talk about me again.
Yeah, she know that. And the boy, whoever it is, they jacket. Mm-hmm. I doing it. I've been there before, and I've been in all these relationships, and I just using. I like to find the positive in everything. I already get hurt in the relationships. I already stress myself out in the relationships. Like, I already had my cry here, hurt my head hurt here. So I already dealt with that. Now it's time to go back and find another avenue to deal with that. So every time I look back at these relationships, I always smile and I laugh because I making money off that way.
Yeah.
Making money off that relationship with Joel being giving me and things. Like, you know, and I just enjoying it, man.
Sawyer boy, I enjoy this video. I mean, this interview.
Thank you, man.
Truly appreciate you making time for me. I hope to bring you back on the show again so we can have some conversation.
Whenever you're ready, man.
With the number of characters. But I wish you best of luck for the future, man.
Thank you.
This has been Guardian Radio AM. My name is C.A. Nuri. I had a conversation with Sawyer boy. Be blessed. Until tomorrow.